أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, today we will start looking at the first ayah of almost every surah except Surah At-Tawbah. There is a dispute amongst the scholars whether it is part of the chapters or not. But in any case, it is an ayah that we start everything with. And there are so many reasons for it. It's sort of like a diplomatic passport, which provides you immunity in every country, provides ease of travel through the journey of life. Whenever you feel out of control, when you find there is no respite, just say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim, and every tribulation will be removed. Believe me. We'll go over the translations in a minute. If you recite it over water 786 times and you serve it to members of the family or of your community, it will increase love within that family or community. Write the ayah with your fingers on an exam paper or an important letter before beginning it for success in that letter or in the examination. If it's difficult to write the whole ayah, then just put a dot and make the intention that this is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So without further ado, let's look at this ayah. Well, it starts with the ba, Bismillah. It doesn't say billah, it says Bismillah in the name of Allah. But let me first talk about the ba. The ba, if we can just imagine ba for barakah. Barakah means an increase. It means something that will have divinity in it. Allah will increase it, will make whatever we've said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, before, successful. We must make a habit of it. The Prophet said, every important affair not begun with the name of Allah shall remain incomplete. Imam Ridha alayhi salam has said that Bismillah is closer to Ismi A'zam than the pupil to the white of the eye. You know, Ismi A'zam are the most awesome names of Allah. So now let's look at the next one, which is ism. And ism is naming. Maybe I should say branding. The moment I say Bismillah, there is a mark, there is a brand. I have been branded with the mark of Allah. When we remember someone's name, we are paying them a subtle compliment. We're saying to them that they have made an impression on us, and it gives them a sense of importance. Similarly, when we don't recall someone's name, it indicates their lack of impression on us. So the word name is synonymous with the word reputation or character when it comes to human beings. The acquiring of knowledge about the attributes of Allah is closely related to our knowledge of recognition of Allah. The Prophet said, "Takhalluqu bi akhlaq Allah," adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. And this can only be done by understanding His attributes. So the moment we say Bismillah, my goodness, we're thinking of all these awesome attributes which cannot be separated from Him. And because we don't know all of them, in His mercy, He's asked us to say Bismillah. Allah incorporates absolutely every single attribute of Allah. And these qualities and names are an infrastructure for us and how we should behave. So if I was taking some medicine because I'm ill, then when I'm saying Bismillah, at the back of my mind, the ism I'm thinking of is Ash-Shafi, the one who cures, maybe Al-Qawi, the one who gives me strength. All this should come through my mind. The poet Rumi said, "With us, the name of everything is its outward experience. With the Creator, the name of each thing is its inward reality. In the eye of Musa, the name of his rod was a staff. In the eye of the Creator, its name was a serpent." I love it. So let's look at the word Allah. So the name Allah combines absolutely all His attributes. It needs no introduction from others, whilst other names are recognized when added to the name Allah. Allah is not given to anyone other than Him, nor should it be used for anyone besides Him. And in essence, it means one who deserves to be loved, one into whom everyone seeks refuge, It is a phenomenal name. If she cannot remember anything in time of trouble, just call out, Ya Allah. And then we come to the end of the ayah. And out of all his attributes, he picks two, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Loosely translated, there are said, the beneficent, the merciful. But it is all about mercy. It comes from the word Rahim as such, which is the womb of a mother, which meets all the protection and nourishment and kindness that a child needs. But let's look at the two names. Rahman denotes all-encompassing mercy. It denotes abundance. It denotes extremity, like there's an extreme to it, and it denotes immediate. Rahim, on the other hand, is perpetual. It's constant. It's inexhaustible. And if I were to sort of explain the two, I would probably say that if you had a toothache, then you would want a dentist immediately to give you relief. That is Rahman. But to keep those teeth constantly clean and constantly healthy, you would probably need a hygienist. And that's Rahim. So when you think of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, oh my goodness, it has the entire world in it. And absolutely everything we do must start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to be able to use Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every single time in everything we do, everywhere, and see the difference it makes in our lives. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al alim.